Any other ways you've heard people refer to the devil?
Referring to the devil. Lucifer, no. I don't know.
Satan,
sure.
Okay. What about children when if they've been misbehaving? An adult might try to get them to behave by saying, "Well, if you don't behave, they're going to get you."
The Lord's going to get you.
The what?
The Lord.
All right. What about Boogerman? Have you ever heard
of
that?
Oh, the Boogerman. Yeah, boy, I heard of him.
Is that the same as the devil?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. And when you go to church, you say the preacher preached to fine.
Preach what now?
Preach to fine.
I'm not understanding.
What does the preacher deliver? He delivers a
sermon.
Okay. And the choir makes good
music.
What about an adjective that might describe the music? You would say the music was just.
The music was just fine.
Okay. What about where it begins with a B? It's
beautiful.
All right. These things that some people think they see around graveyards and they're afraid of them, you call them.
Ghost.
Okay. Anything else you've heard?
Spook. Whatever.
Haints.
What?
You've heard of it called Haints?
No.
Haven't heard of that?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And if they get it, if they're supposedly in a house, you say that's a...
haunted.
Mm-hmm. Say if somebody asked me to do something I'm not too crazy about, I might say, well, I'll do that if you insist, but I'd not.
Rather.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it's talking about the weather, you might tell somebody, well, you better put a sweater on before you go outside. It's getting chilly.
Getting sort of chilly?
Okay. Or talking about a man who owns 500 acres of land, talking about the quantity, the amount of land. Say, oh, so-and-so sure owns a...
plantation?
Or a
big
what?
Hunk of land?
Okay, big hunk of land. Do you ever hear people around here use the expression a right smart of land?
No.
Would that mean anything to you? Right smart of land?
I guess I could figure out he meant a lot.
But it's not a familiar term to you. Okay. If you wanted to be polite to an adult man, instead of just saying yes to him, you'd say
yes, sir.
And to a woman?
Yes, ma'am.
And say if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he dreaded to go there.
He dreaded to go there.
Or he something dreaded to go there.
He really dreaded
to
go there.
Yeah, all right. And talking about the weather, you might say, well, it's not just a little cold outside, it's...
really cold, very cold.
Okay. Something that you might say to yourself if you're a little bit put out with yourself for doing something silly. Like, I don't know, you've just served your plate at the table and you're taking your plate over down there to eat and it slips right out of your hands. All over the floor. What might you say?
Well.
Various and sundry.
Yeah, right. Various. Explicative. What would I think of call myself?
What would you say right off the hand, right off the bat?
What would I say?
Yeah.
Rats.
Did you do any better than that?
I say, oh crap. Well, you know, something a little stronger, or I don't know.
Okay.
Darn.
If somebody told you that the car that you had parked near the boat landing had brake failure and rolled into the river and sunk, what'd you say?
I would have said, shit.
Okay. Right. Have you ever heard any kind of expression say if somebody has